right, so I read the question wrong, which probably didn't make that statement about being a Boise fan any sense at all. The call screen said blue top, which is a grading term. I took it like he wanted a blue field like the Boise State football field. He wanted color. Do y'all do any kind of color incorporation? Or, you know, if somebody was really smart and they were putting this in, they would make sure that the eye of the LSU Tiger was right in the center of their
so they could ruin
artificial
their whole yard.
Turf.
Yeah.
I had a yard design.
Increased value, like.
Yeah, I had a yard design in Goodyear about 6 years ago. Diehard Oklahoma Sooner fan. Military guy, good people. He had a pool built with the OU insignias inside the waterfalls, and we had it designed where we were going to do the logo and everything, and his wife ixnayed it because those placards were interchangeable, but the turf wasn't interchangeable for resale. So, but yeah, we do color turf. Like I said, our partner with Field Turf, Donnie, he did Boise State, the blue field. He did Eastern Washington, the red field. We've done some residentials where we've used some blue turf as accent pieces for putting greens to simulate kind of like a water trap and stuff like that.
Okay.
All kinds of cool stuff.
Cool. Well, I would have to say my favorite thing about artificial turf, when you have a regular lawn, especially a Bermuda, where you plant it, even if you don't water outside of that area, it has a way of going beyond its designated area.
Yeah, it migrates.
Or it's always something with the irrigation. The more heads you have, the more opportunity for failure. And then all of a sudden you get a little brown patch here or different patch there. You know, dogs can change the look of it and brown spots. Artificial turf, where you put it is where it stays.
Yeah. And that's what's cool about it. Again, like we talk about, we've gone on vacation for a week and a half or so, and we come back, and I'm not edging, I'm not mowing. It looked exactly like it did when I left, which is kind of cool, too, because you now can create some pretty cool looks. Because it doesn't migrate, you can create some more, I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but more natural with artificial turf looks, because you don't have to put borders in. So you can do negative edges, borderless edges, or what have you, to make it flow, integrate into riverbeds and granite and stuff, and make it look some pretty cool different looks.
Well, in the pictures in the blog that y'all provided, a couple examples. I love the third one where you've got it into a diamond pattern hardscape.
Yeah.
It looks like a porcelain. Is that porcelain pavers out there? Is it big travertine?
Travertine, yep.
And the way you've got it integrated and right up to the edge of the house, you would, you know, never install a new irrigated grass system up to the edge of a home. Those old ones on irrigated lots, that's a completely different style system.
Yeah.
You know, new developments that they're going, and you never put water up against your foundation.
Yeah.
But this lets you put that grass texture right up, you know, as close to the home as you want.
Yeah.
The last one, this little courtyard in the back, I mean, the amount of engineering it would have to take for the irrigation system to properly get a radius edge. It's impossible to not do it, some kind of overspray or waste a lot of water. We have a radius edge on our front, and you know, right now with the kids, and we've got a regular grass lawn, but I mean, every morning 3 inches outside, you can just see it soaking wet, and it's just all.
Yeah, it really does allow you to get extremely creative. And if you ever look at our website, sunburstlandscaping.com, we got all kinds of pictures of ways that you can just get extremely creative, because you can do things with it you can't do with real grass, and you still get the same look, the same feel, the same texture. But the beauty of it is it's always green, so you don't get the brown spots, and you don't have dogs chewing up sprinkler heads and all the other issues that come along with it.
Jenny, what's the phone number?
623-412-2200.
And what's your service area?
We're statewide, anywhere in Arizona.
And the number one more time, slowly.
623-412-2200.
That's Sunburst Landscaping.
It's the easy turf. And one thing I'd completely missed, but this first image, it reminded me. There's so many times you can't get Bermuda under shade, under trees. Well, you don't have to worry about that with artificial turf. So if you've got, I've seen projects where y'all have done artificial in the shaded area, and it transitioned to a live Bermuda lawn out in the other areas.
Well, again, like you said, we get a lot of customers. I can't get grass to grow here because I have this big shade tree. I don't want to cut down my shade tree. And that's where artificial turf is amazing because, one, you can now get grass in that area, but also you have the shade from the tree. So with a non-nylon product, it doesn't get hot. So if it's 125 degrees outside, you can lay in that shade 100% comfortable on that turf and be okay.
So, well, it's the Easy Turf product, mm-hmm. artificial turf by Sunburst Landscaping. Y'all have been landscaping, like you'd mentioned, Don. Gosh, he's...
42nd year.
42nd year.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So, well, thanks for y'all's time this Saturday morning. And let's see, what time does Auburn kick off?
4:30.
Oh, okay. War Eagle. I think LSU starts at 4, so I got 5 hours to find my way home and get ready.
Yes, sir.
So, well, we appreciate y'all's time this Saturday morning. Next week, we continue our conversation, as we will all month long in this 10 o'clock hour, about outdoor living spaces, landscaping, planting, gardening, growing, easy turfing, hardscaping. The list just goes on and on because it is the optimal time in Arizona to be planting outdoor hardscape. It gives you a full 9-month cycle before the extreme temperatures start to kick in, so you have a better established landscape and better set to weather the Arizona extreme temperatures. Till next Saturday, if you have questions, it's rosieonthehouse.com. Email info@rosieonthehouse.com, and we answer them the same way we get them, first in, first out.